Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems.
For decades, a number of Navajos have lived in the shadow of power plants, but many of their homes lacked electricity. Some families burned leftover coal from a mine that fed the Navajo generating station. Both the mine and the power plant have closed. The tribe recently announced plans for a 200-megawatt project near Cameron and a 70-megawatt project in Red Mesa. The Navajo Tribal Utility Authority is expected to bring electricity to hundreds of Navajo homes. Ron Dungan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.